everybody, and welcome to Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks, episode 41. I'm Neil.
I'm Annalise.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. It's Thanksgiving. Yes. You'll hear the dogs with the bones again.
Yes.
I did not find the marshmallow meat yet. I'm working on it.
I can't imagine that's good for them either, though. So
apologize once again for the crunching, but they're just part of the podcast now.
Agreed.
It is Thanksgiving weekend. Well, I guess when people hear this, it'll be after Thanksgiving. So happy post-Thanksgiving.
I know that the busiest travel day of the year is right around this time, and I thought it was actually the day before Thanksgiving, but I read on whatever news site today I was reading that today is, in fact, the busiest travel day of the year.
Oh, really?
Right. So everybody going home, that like the Sunday after or whatever. So I don't know.
Excuse me, I had to wipe my nose. Yeah, I always thought it was the Wednesday that was the busiest travel day.
I thought so too.
Yes, it changed.
I guess,
Things are changing.
I don't know. Some there was a tourist site that posted a picture this morning of like a long stretch of very pretty road here, not in Napa County, but Sonoma County. And they said, be safe out there on the busiest travel day of the year. And I was like, what? Today is? Huh. May have to look that up, maybe.
Crazy talk.
Anyway, be safe out there if you're traveling.
Yes. Well, or whatever.
Well.
Hopefully who's ever flying the plane or driving the car that you're in is being safe.
Hopefully I'm not listening to
crazy.
Us. Right.
But for a lot of people, it's a chance to be around family and have some fun. But it's also kind of difficult for some people that don't have family or mm-hmm. that are going through a hard time. And just want to send some love out to those people. And I doubt they're probably in the mood to listen to a podcast, so they may not be listening. But if you are, if you're having a hard time, there is help. So don't be afraid to reach out because people do want to help.
Yeah.
And so hopefully things get better. If they don't, at least you got this podcast. So happy
people
Thanksgiving.
People like to talk.
Happy,
would talk to you about it.
It's actually the Sunday after Thanksgiving. We're recording a little late because of all the festivities that we've had going on.
So many festivities.
Sons of bitch families.
We're doing one of our not so common morning recordings. I think this is our fourth or fifth time we've done a morning recording.
Mm-hmm.
And we have coffees and made with our new little coffee thing. Auto coffee maker. We'll talk about that.
A discounted Keurig.
Keurig
imposter.
Yeah.
Doorbuster Black Friday deal.
Yep. Get you every time. Every time. But I'd also want to start off by saying that I am trying a new coffee today because we went to Target and Starbucks this morning. And I went over to get a mocha while you were at the customer service department, which may also come up in our in our chats today.
Yes.
So I went up there and the girl saw me, and I'm a regular on the weekends, and she's the regular girl on the weekends, and she looked at me and she threw her head back and she's like, ah, we're at a mocha. And I was like, oh, what? And she's like, yeah, nothing got done last night. We're out of mocha. I don't know what's happening. And she just looked at me and she's like, but we have a lot of other really tasty things if you want to try something new. I can recommend the, I think she said the chestnut praline something something. But I ended up with the caramel. We're not
ended
going
up
there.
With a little town in your cup.
We ended up just going to Caramel and forgetting this whole thing. Caramel brulee latte.
Creme brulee. Creme brulee.
It was a caramel brulee latte. That's
what
it was up there. Anyway, so it's tasty. It's just, it was just kind of funny because as soon as she saw me, she was like, I didn't even ask for the mocha. She just looked at me and was like, ah, we don't have mocha. I'm like, okay.
I am drinking a decaf fog chaser coffee with mocha mix, which has nothing to do with chocolate.
Right. It's just the brand of the non-dairy creamer that
we
bought.
We don't have our donuts, as we normally do. Because
you're not on the sugar, and I just forgot. So we are just going with the straight coffee this morning. You decaf, me creme brulee-ing it up.
there you go.
So, and obviously, we've already talked about it, but the dogs are in here with their bones, and so they are not going to be quiet during this podcast.
We apologize.
It's going to be
full-on
dog bone chewing going on in the background. Sorry about that.
We will figure something else out, but this morning it was kind of, we just wanted to get recording so we could get it out to get on with our frickin' day.
Yeah. We have a turkey to put in the oven. So.
We do. We are cooking a turkey today. I need to say thank you to Hobie for having me on episode 151. Yes. The History of Bad Ideas, for some reason, wanted me back. And I went on. And it was a fun. But I really think they should have you on. Because, you know, they do a lot of movies that come out and TV shows. And I don't watch any of this stuff. And so they're like, hey, have you seen this? And I'm like, no.
Well, yeah, but they talk about a lot of TV shows I don't watch either, though. Like, I don't watch Game of Thrones or Walking Dead or Black Mirror. Or I don't watch most of the TV shows that they watch, really.
But it's just funny, I think.
I mean, and I don't know how to do a draft, so I can't do a draft.
you can learn.
I'm always confused when they do it. I'm always like, wait, what? Well, I mean, I listen to it.
Well, we didn't do a draft. We
right.
just did a...
Oh, you didn't do a draft. You did a... Oh, that's right, because I listened. So I know you didn't do a draft. You did the top 10... what is it?
Five favorite...
Oh, I know this. I'm going to think of it.
People we'd like to have... Living people we'd like to have dinner with.
No.
Thanksgiving dinner with. Yeah, that was it.
Really? Because I listened to it and I don't remember being that.
Well, why else would I pick John Bon Jovi and Pink? And I mean, that's all like, it was famous people, like either actors, musicians, or sports people that you would want to have.
Did I listen to the end of that podcast? Hold
probably
on.
Not.
I just cut you off. I was like, that's enough. You're of like, you.
I hear enough of that freaking guy.
I could have sworn I listened to the whole thing. Oh my God. Oh, look at that. That's hilarious. So I just pulled up my my app that I listen to podcasts on.
Yeah.
I'm an hour and a half into the 2.5 hour.
See?
So I didn't get to the end yet.
And you're already giving me a hard time about... No, that's about it. Don't you tell me that's what hilarious. I was...
So yeah, it says right here, top 5 people they want to show up for Thanksgiving. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was fun. I had a great time. So Hobie, thank you, History of Bad Ideas.
Episode
go check them out.
151.
That's what I said.
What is 151? Is that
Bacardi rum?
That's what it is. Rum. I was like, it's something. What is it? Okay, awesome.
I think it's made by Bacardi. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So let's get into it. Got a
happy bone chewing second Thanksgiving day.
I know, drives me nuts.
So we get a turkey.
I get to watch it on the little
from work
thing. Like, oh look, there's a little line of them chewing a bone.
Chewing the bone. Oh, crap. So we get a turkey from work, and so we're going to make our own little
turkey.
You
get a turkey.
Today.
I do not get a turkey from work.
Well, it's our turkey.
Right.
Our family turkey.
But you get one from work.
Mm-hmm. And I only actually found out this year that if you choose not to take a turkey, that they donate it. And I was like, oh, you guys do? I didn't know that. Because, I mean, like, we don't need the turkey every year. Sometimes we use it, sometimes we don't. But I was like,
we've always used it.
Right.
What do you mean sometimes we use it, sometimes we don't?
Well,
you think we throw it out?
No, we took it to family's house before. You know, like,
I dress it up and take it out to dinner?
Not for us. We've used it for other, you know, like taking it over to other families or whatever. But
like I said, we use
it. As well as we could donate it ourselves to somewhere else. But I did not realize that they had a program that if you choose not to take the turkey, they will donate it to a food bank or something.
Well, that's nice.
So I did not know that. And that's really cool that they do that.
Oh, I don't want to donate my turkey. I want to cook my turkey and then
eat
it.
But not this year, suckas. We're going to eat that shit.
Especially since I go through times I don't eat meat when I'm in the meat eating. You don't eat it the year I'm not eating meat.
Right.
Then you get rid of that bird.
Right, I will. I won't. That bird
kick
won't.
The bird to the curb.
We'll donate it at whatever year you're not eating meat.
So for Thanksgiving, we went to my parents' house and had a nice, lovely time. Mm-hmm, it was mellow.
Yep.
It wasn't a lot of people. I think it was only 12.
Yeah.
Normally, it's a little bit bigger, but it was nice.
Yeah, I would say it's relaxing. Like 15.
Mom didn't have to set up the special tables.
Right. we all
fit
at one table.
Just eat at the regular dining room table. So it was nice. It was relaxing and mellow, and everybody
and
behaved.
Nine.
We took our little Dober pup, and she was being weird. She's funny. She's not afraid of anybody, and will go up to everybody, but she doesn't want them to look at her or pet her.
Yeah, she doesn't really...
Don't look at me!
Ignore me! she's not scared, and she'll hang out with you and stuff, but she really doesn't want people she doesn't know to touch her.
Yeah.
So she's like, it's not full stranger danger, but it's like, I'm going to hang out, and she walked right through